I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. So the votes have been cast and counted, and Donald Trump has lost. I'm not talking about the results from today's primary in Indiana. I'm talking about the ballots cast by workers at the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. A majority opted to unionize. Now, some of Trump's properties are already unionized, but Trump's hotel company is refusing to recognize the vote in Nevada. The World's Jason Margolis has our story from Las Vegas.
The Trump Tower rises high above the northern edge of the Las Vegas Strip, 64 stories of windows gilded with 24-karat gold. The name Trump, also in gold, shimmers at the top. The five-star hotel offers a luxurious escape from reality, but recently hotel guests were greeted this way by the people who helped make their stay so luxurious.
If we don't get no contract, they don't get no peace!
Hundreds of housekeepers, cooks, and waiters rallied and picketed in front of the Trump Tower. Among them was Miguel Funes. Funes was born and raised in Honduras. He's been in the U.S. for 20 years. He's a U.S. citizen now. And for the last year and a half, he's delivered room service at both the Trump Tower and the Mandalay Bay, a union hotel nearby. This is how his hourly wage compares for the same job.
$9.11 at Trump. And the Mandalay Bay is $13.81 plus benefits. You know, benefits, it represents, be able to go to the doctor with our kids without being bankrupt and in a debt.
Besides paid health insurance, Funes also has a pension with the Mandalay Bay. Employees at Trump also say they're made to do work beyond their job duties. And Funes gets an hour for lunch at his job at the Union Hotel, not so at Trump.
No lunchtime. You're able to take your 30 minutes break, and you have to clock out of the system so they don't pay you for that. When you come back, they could clock in again. Punch out and punch in.
More than 95% of hotel workers on the Las Vegas Strip and downtown are unionized. And Funes thinks the Trump Hotel should get in line. But he and other workers say that Trump Hotel management has harassed and intimidated workers who want to unionize. Donald Trump has said, quote, "I have a great relationship with unions." Funes doesn't buy that.
Mr. Trump wants that. He say he wants to make America great again, but that's just a big lie because he don't want to give his own employees what we deserve. How can I believe he wants to do America great again? How? I don't understand how he can do that.
The vast majority of the 520 service employees at the Trump Tower are immigrants like Funes. In December, they voted to unionize and join the Culinary Workers Union Local 226, Nevada's most powerful labor organization. The hotel company challenged the vote at the National Labor Relations Board, arguing that the union coerced workers. Trump lost. The Trump company is now appealing that decision. If Trump loses again, his company is legally obligated to negotiate a contract. That doesn't mean they will, though, says Ross Eisenbray with the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute in Washington.
If an employer is really hostile and determined to fight, they have legal routes that can keep the union from getting to the point of negotiating a contract for years and years.
Now, normally at this point in a story, you'd hear from the other side, management explaining why unions are bad for business and growth. But Trump's company has been avoiding the press. Phil Ruffin, a billionaire who co-owns the Trump International Hotel and another big hotel on the Strip, turned down my interview request as well, or rather his PR firm did. That's highly unusual, says Eisenbray.
Usually, I have found employers and employer organizations to be more than willing to be anti-union, to talk about unions being, you know, some third party that isn't needed, or, you know, they were needed 50 years ago, but they're not now. I'm kind of surprised that there isn't a chamber of commerce or somebody who would be speaking, even if the Trump organization has decided that it doesn't want to alienate union voters.
The Chamber of Commerce said they're passing.
That's remarkable. They're blatantly, openly, happily non-union here in Washington and almost everywhere else I've ever dealt with them.
One Republican Vegas insider told me on background, it's not hard to figure out what's going on. Many conservatives are afraid to say anything about Trump, either positive or negative. He's just too hot to touch right now. Hotel worker Miguel Funes finds an irony in all of this. His boss is refusing to recognize the vote he and the other workers took, just like the Republican Party bosses might disregard the votes Trump has collected leading up to the party's convention.
I would like to ask him how he's going to feel about it. That's the same way we feel. He don't recognize that we win by election, that we won union. I would like to see his face when Republican Party don't recognize him as a winner for the nomination. It's the same. You see? I think it's God giving him a lesson right now.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Las Vegas.